The first family of verbs is known as bhuadi, bhu-adi, meaning its first, adi, is the verb bhu. Rules of the first conjugation. When a verbal root, dhatu, ends with a vowel, or has a short vowel immediately before a single final consonant, guna is substituted for the vowel in order to form the verbal base, anga. To use the verb, endings must be added to the verbal base. Guna and vriddhi, substitutions. Remember that guna is created by placing the primal vowel a before another simple vowel. Vriddhi is created by placing a before the guna form. The guna of a is a. A, since it's the very source of the guna power, does not change. It is its own guna. Place a in front of a, and we get the vriddhi of a. A. The guna of I or e is a. The vriddhi of I or e, I. Guna of u or u, o. Vriddhi of u or u, au. Guna of r or ri, ar. Vriddhi of r or ri, ar. Guna of lr, al. Vriddhi of lr, al. The present tense endings for first, fourth, sixth, and tenth conjugations. Third person. Ati, ataha, anti, ati, ataha, anti, ati, ataha, anti, ati, ataha, anti. Second person. Asi, ataha, ata, asi, ataha, ata, asi, ataha, ata, asi, ataha, ata. First person. Ami, avaha, amaha, ami, avaha, amaha, ami, avaha, amaha, ami, avaha, amaha. Example 1. Verbal root, bhu, to be. Final vowel takes guna substitution. The guna of u is o. Bu becomes the verbal base bho. Add the first ending, ati. Bho becomes bhav, since two vowels cannot come one after another in Sanskrit. Bhav plus the third person singular ending, ati. Bhavati. All the forms of the present tense of the verb bhu. Bhavati, bhavatah, bhavanti, bhavati, bhavatah, bhavanti, bhavasi, bhavatah, bhavata, bhavasi, bhavatah, bhavata, bhavami, bhavava, bhavamaha, bhavami, bhavava, bhavamaha. Bhavati, bhavati, he is. Bhavatah, bhavatah, they both are. Bhavanti, bhavanti, they all are. Bhavasi, bhavasi, you are. Bhavatah, bhavatah, you both are. Bhavata, bhavata, you all are. Bhavami, bhavami, I am. Bhavava, bhavava, we both are. Bhavamaha, bhavamaha, we all are. Page 5. Example 2. Verbal root, ni, lead. Final vowel takes guna substitution. Guna of e is a. Ni becomes the verbal base, ne. Add the first ending, ati. Ne becomes nai, since two vowels cannot come together one after another in Sanskrit. Nai plus ati equals nayati. Nayati, nayataha, nayanti. Nayati, nayataha, nayanti. Nayasi, nayataha, nayata. Nayasi, nayataha, nayata. Nayami, nayavaha, nayamaha. Nayami, nayavaha, nayamaha. Nayati, nayati, he leads. Nayataha, nayataha, they both lead. Nayanti, nayanti, they all lead. Now substitute the subject forms of the masculine noun janaka for he, they both, they all. Janakaha, janakau, janaka. Janakaha, janakau, janaka. Nayati, nayataha, nayanti. Nayati, nayataha, nayanti. Janakaha, nayati. Janakaha, nayati. The father leads. Janakau, nayataha. Janakau, nayataha. Both fathers lead. Janaka, nayanti. Janaka, nayanti. The fathers lead. Now, with the second person, you lead, put in the direct object form of the noun janaka. Janakam, janakau, janakan. Janakam, janakau, janakan. Nayasi, janakam. You lead, your father, yours understood. Janakau, nayataha. Janakau, nayataha. You both lead, your two fathers. Janakan nayata. Janakan nayata. You all lead, your fathers. Janakam nayami. Janakam nayami. I lead my father. Janakau nayavaha. Janakau nayavaha. We both lead our two fathers. Janakan nayamaha. Janakan nayamaha. We all lead our fathers. How does the base ne change to nai and bho to bhav? The following vowel sandhi rules are continuation of those given in chapter 2. Vowel sandhi law 6. When the guna forms a and o are followed in the same word by any vowel, they change to I and of, respectively. Explanation. The guna a becomes I for the following reasons. The vowel a is originally a combination of the elements a plus e. When combining a with the following vowel, think of it as a plus e. E followed by another vowel becomes the semi-vowel ya. For example, if you said e a e ya 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 ya, e a would change into ya, but the e part of it is shown here as ya without a vowel sound. A remains before the ya, thus a plus e equals I. Example, the root ni, lead. By guna becomes the base, ne. By the above rule, ne changes to nai. Nai plus ati equals nayati, he leads. Example, the root ji, conquer. By guna becomes the base, je. By the above rule, j changes to jai. Jai plus ati equals jayati. You can also do this simply by pronouncing. If you say j ati, jayati, 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 jayati. Your mouth naturally creates the sandhi. But you can also understand by this explanation the exact mechanics of it. The identical principle operates when O is followed by a vowel. The guna form O becomes of. The vowel O is a combination of the elements a plus u. When combining O with a following vowel, think of it as a plus u. U followed by another vowel becomes the semi-vowel v, or as you see it written here, the u actually changes into the sound v, and then the vowel sound is the occasion, the following vowel sound is the occasion for it changing into the sound v. So, for example, if you said uwa, 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 you get wa. The sound wa in Sanskrit is pronounced v. A remains before the v. Thus, a, u equals of. Page 6. The guna o again changes to of. Example, the root bu, become. By guna becomes the base, bho. By the above rule, bho changes to bhav. Bhav plus ati equals bhavati. He becomes. Example 3. Verbal root gai, sing. Add the first ending, ati. Gai becomes gai, since two vowels cannot come one after another in Sanskrit. Gayati, gayataha, gayanti. Gayati, gayataha, gayanti. Gayasi, gayataha, gayata. Gayasi, gayataha, gayata. Gayami, gayava, gayamaha. Gayami, gayava, gayamaha. For the third person subject forms, take the masculine noun balaha, boy. Balaha, balau, bala. Balaha, balau, bala. Gayati, gayataha, gayanti. Gayati, gayataha, gayanti. Balaha, gayati. Balaha, gayati. The boy sings. Balau gayataha, balau gayataha, both boys sing. Bala gayanti, bala gayanti, the boys sing. Take the subject forms of the neuter noun, mitra. Mitram mitre mitrani, mitram mitre mitrani. Mitram gayati, mitram gayati. The friend sings. Mitre gayataha, mitre gayataha. The two friends sing. Mitrani gayanti, mitrani gayanti. The friends sing. In Sanskrit, if you want to ask a question, you put kim in front of the verb. Kim gayasi, kim gayasi, do you sing? And if you want to answer yes, I sing, you can say am. Am gayami, am gayami, yes, I sing. Kim gayataha, kim gayataha, do you both sing? Am gayavaha, am gayavaha, yes, we both sing. Kim gayata, kim gayata, do you all sing? Am gayamaha, am gayamaha, yes, we all sing. Valsandila 7. When the vriddhi forms, ai and au are followed in the same word by any vowel, they change to I and av, respectively. Vriddhi ai becomes I for the following reasons. The vowel ai is originally a combination of the elements a plus the guna form a. Since a, the guna, was originally composed of a plus e, I is equal to a plus e. When combining I with the following vowel, think of it as a plus e. E followed by another vowel becomes the semi-vowel ya. Thus a plus e, which changes into ya, equals I. The two a's combine and make a. I. Example. The root gai, sing. By the above rule, gai changes to gai. Gai plus ati equals gayati. He sings. Example. The root dhyayi, meditate. By the above rule, dhyayi changes into dhyay. Dhyay plus ati, dhyayati. He meditates. In exactly the same way, the vriddhi au becomes av. The vowel au is a combination of the elements a plus o. O is equal to a plus u. Combining au with the following vowel, think of it as a plus u. Thus a plus u, which changes into v when followed by a vowel. The two a's combine and we get av. Page 7. Review of vowel sandhi rules. E plus a dissimilar vowel becomes y. It's difficult to pronounce until you actually add the vowel, which if you imagine is a, e a, ya, ya. Automatically you can feel the change. Ya. Here it says other vowel because if e is combined with e, it becomes long. E. A plus a vowel, any following vowel, even itself, becomes I. A changes to I. A has something more than E. It's composed of the elements A plus E. The E part of it will change into Y, just as it did above, but still the A is left in front of it. So A plus any vowel becomes I. For example, A, A. Aya, a, a, aya, a, e, ayi, a, u, ayu, a, aye, a, o, ayo. I plus any vowel becomes I. I has something more than a. It has an extra a in front of it. Therefore, if a changes into I, put an extra a in front of that, and we get I. Therefore, I plus a, I a, I, I e, I e, I u, I u, I a, I a, I o, I o. In exactly the same way, the vowel sound u, followed by another dissimilar vowel, becomes v. Ua, wa, 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 wa. But wa is pronounced with the help of the teeth, touching the lower lip, and we get va. O plus any vowel becomes of. O has something more than u. It has u as its final element, but it has an a in front. So if u changes to v, o will become of. O plus a, oa, becomes ava. O e, avi. O u, avu. O a, ave. O avo. Ow has something still more than o, an extra a. Therefore, if o changed into of, ow with the extra a in front of it will become of. Ow, a, ava, ow, e, avi, ow, u, avu, ow, e, ave, ow, o, avo.